person was severely overweight, being around 400 kg. He died at the age of 33 years. Doctors kept telling him to reduce his weight, but he did not reduce his weight. And he was fond of eating chocolates and sweets, and would spend a lot of money on chocolates. And he was used to eating various types of delicious foods. And it is said that him being overweight and being used to such things became a means of his death. He was an overweight person. This news was reported in the newspapers. So I thought, let me relate to you as well. Thinking that, in case one does not look after his weight or does not take care of what he eats or drink, then may it not be the case of him or any one of us ending up facing an affliction. Look after your weight. Moreover, one should try to continuously make the efforts of gradually bringing his weight down. Save yourself from such foods and drinks that become a cause and means of increasing your weight. So, Baba, if you bless us with Madani pearls in this regard too, this is also an admonitory account.
This was regarding obesity. Obesity is widely spread all around nowadays. No one can deny this. Fast food culture is prevalent all around. It's the same here too. Fat is immensely consumed. This is the situation all around. This can be a reason for increase in cardiac diseases. Moreover, its usage here, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan, increases to a great extent. Obesity anyhow is not a good thing, and it normally happens due to excessive eating. Everyone should try their best to keep their weight moderately balanced. A quick check on this is that according to the height one has, it should be per inch 1 kilo. Now, for the sake of argument, let's say your height is 5.5 feet. A man's height on average stays within these measures, 5 feet, 6 feet. Rarely you will find anyone being as tall as 6.5 feet, 7 feet. They're normally below 7 feet. So heights revolve around being 5, 5.5, and few are of 6 feet among men in general. So now, for example, let's say someone has a height of 5 feet, so 12 into 5, 60, he's 60 inches tall. In this case, his normal weight should be around 60 kilo. Now, you will see that there are numerous people who are 5 feet, 60 inches tall, but weigh a lot more than 60 kg. Same reason, fondness of eating, carelessness of diet, then they face various diseases. If someone wants to stay healthy, then he shall start looking after his health from a young age. From the age of 20-22, he should look after his diet. Otherwise, one can't avoid diseases. You are young right now. You may say, I drink 2 cans of soft drinks. Some would perhaps say, it's too hot. I drink 4 cans in one go. No worries. You are boasting upon money. But this will not harm you right now. This is all piling up. Then when you grow a bit older, only if you remain alive. Otherwise, death is surrounding us from everywhere. Someone dies in a bike crash, someone is trampled by a bus, and someone dies in a car accident. And over here, someone gets shot down by a bullet. Some poor guy loses his life in a bomb blast. At some places, earthquakes, heavy rains, floods are becoming the means of people's death. And in Babul Madina, Karachi, people are dying due to heat. If you still survive all these and remain alive, then the calamity of the old age. If you succeed in getting old. Nowadays, along with someone aging up, diabetes is becoming very common, which generally is a symbol of carelessness in diet in one's youth. Allah knows the best. But really and truly, those possessing taqwa in eating and drinking are either resting in shrines or have concealed themselves in caves. Taqwa is now found only as a lip service. Taqwa is observed only through words now. May Allah grant us taqwa. So one gets inflicted with diabetes, his cholesterol level rises very high. Levels of lipid profile get severely affected. Uric acid level goes up. And he encounters various other problems. Levels that should not rise actually rise. And ones that should not drop eventually drop. So various different types of diseases affect and harm severely and enter a person's body. Then he's just dragging on and coping along with diseases. Then he understands himself that which disease shall he complain about to someone. Those poor people who reveal their diseases to others, they keep complaining, but then people don't pay too much attention towards them, saying that whenever you see him, he starts his sad story, talk about something good, talk about something else that is pleasing to the heart. He always talks about his miseries. So one shall not complain all the time, he should observe patience. Now soft drinks were stored here, and ice cream will be stored here. So you hoarded all these things, it will all come out. Samosas, kebabs, parathas, malai, whatever you had in youth, it will come out and affect the health in the old age. It will happen if you survive. And if one departs in youth, then it's all fine. Therefore, being merciful on yourself, O my young Islamic brothers, if you act upon what I am telling you, you will inshallah spend the old age peacefully.